talking about things going gender neutral, and what if the bathroom here, BAB, went gender neutral? It's like something that I think we all have a hard time with. If we have women in the same bathroom with us, it just doesn't seem right. It wouldn't be right to have them in there in that situation.
I feel bad for them, but like I said, my wife swears that women's bathrooms are worse than men's. Mm.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What do you got?
I have a conversation with my wife all the time about women's bathrooms, and she swears to me that women don't make any noises when they're on the ball.
That's a lie.
I believe it is a lie as well. You can't tell me when a girl goes out drinking and all night and she comes in the next morning that she doesn't get on the ball and absolutely destroy it.
Take care, man.
Well, that's what your wife's telling you. Just don't believe it.
Your wife's a liar.
Goodbye.
Take care. And it's only because, and it's not even like they're going, it's not even that. Your body.
You hope not.
The way, if you have air in your back, you know, when
it's
you're going.
It's just a human thing, right?
Right.
It's 102.3 WB. 3WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 707, sunny and 85 today.
Brett made a good point with the, we were just talking about, you know, the gender neutral stuff and bathrooms and, you know, what would happen. And I had said that my wife always tells me that the women's bathrooms are always way more disgusting. Brett made a very good point while the music was playing. He thinks they're more disgusting because women hover.
Oh.
And when they're not.
Oh, I see. So their aim is off.
When they're not home.
I see. And that's true. Women probably do hover every single time.
When they're not home.
Yeah.
When they're home, they sit down.
Yeah, guys don't have to worry about that.
Just
clearly.
Like you.
Just like me, yeah, I hover.
No, you sit.
Only at 3 in the morning when I'm tired. That's it.
That's insane.
It's convenient. It's insane. Dark. I can't even see where I'm aiming.
That's insane.
It's much easier when you're half asleep.
Excuse me, Brett, do you sit at 3?
No.
Ted? Ted?
I sit all the time.
To pee?
Yeah, not here. At home, I do. All the time.
What's going on?
What?
I sit all the time when I pee.
Why?
Because I don't like to. I miss. I hit the wall. I hit the.
How many years
hit the bowl.
Do we not know that?
So, but why?
We've talked
you,
about
then,
that before.
But then why wouldn't? No, we have not.
Oh yeah, definitely.
No, I would remember.
I've told you plenty of times that. And the other thing is, I hate. I never. You know, I don't like to use the toilet here. I always use the urinal. You know, I never like to sit in a public place.
But you sit here. You go here.
In an emergency. Like that happened a few weeks ago after Miller's. That was the you know, the first time in like years that I've used the sat on the bowl here.
Oh, God. But Ted doesn't stand at home ever even?
No.
What if you're at somebody's home?
If I'm at somebody's house, I usually sit.
Hold, stop.
I usually sit also.
Are you breaking balls right now?
No,
are you being Ted?
No, I'm serious because I just, you know, my aim, if I miss, then you got to wipe it up. I don't want to do that in somebody else's house. It's easier to just sit. Plus, it's comfortable. You relax. You pull out your phone.
To pee? You're there for 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I like to sit. Then I don't get caught up in there. You know, 5-6 minutes because I'm playing paper toss on the phone.
No, I'm being serious. Can you stop? Because you're aggravating me.
I'm being serious.
He's being himself. That's what's aggravating. No. That's what he aggravates you all the time.
Jump in here, Brett. I feel like I'm in
bizarro. I have no words.
I feel like I'm in bizarro world.
Raj, why do you do it at 3 in the morning?
Because I'm tired. It's dark. I don't want to turn on a light because my eyes are half shut, and it's just convenient.
Right. You're worried that you'll miss, so I'm worried that I'll miss all the time. So it's just easier. You know, yeah, why make a mess? Just easier to sit. Boom. Done.
But Ted does it all the time. I never...
Don't judge him.
I like the aiming
you,
part.
No judgy.
When it's light out.
No judgy. Don't judge him.
I didn't judge him
I
once.
Can judge him. Brett can judge him. You are in no position to judge that dude right over there.
Not judging.
Wow.
I'll take the 3 a.m. sit any time.
And you're going to sit here and tell me that you've told us that before.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah.
I don't remember it either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember
it. Maybe that dates back to like when New Guy was here and we talked about, you know, taking a shirt off when you go to the bathroom, all that stuff.
That I remember.
Clear, yes. Yeah.
That I remember.
I think this is a new Ted factoid. I really do.
No, I'm telling you, we've talked about this.
And I know he's got like a lot of pressure because if you walk in and he's in the men's room, he's 5 feet away from the urinal.
Like a horse in a barn stall. Right. You've ever heard that.
He's 5 feet away. There's like a splash zone. It's like the first 5 rows at SeaWorld.
I think it's the green tea extract.
You got to go in there with a poncho.
Can't get in there anyway. His back's against the bathroom door. He's so far away from
this
urinal.
Jesus Christ, this show. I want
All right, no gender-neutral bathrooms. That's what we've come to a conclusion.
No, we come to
It shouldn't happen that way.
He sits when he pees. Oh, my God.